Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we've been focusing on courageous faith and looking at different aspects of how we live out that faith, how we use that faith to help us grow, to help us in life. And today we're going to be praying specifically, talking specifically about a faith that protects. And it kind of follows up our path this week. We've talked about a faith that is visible by putting that faith into action. A faith that is growing by asking God to help it grow, to increase our faith. A faith that encourages others, that we spend time together mutually encourage one another because and through our faith, and a faith that is tested, that is proven, that the trials and struggles of life help us to put our faith to the test, so to speak, and to watch God do His work when we can't. And today we're going to talk specifically, as I mentioned, about faith that protects. And in the passage out of Ephesians, it talks about the armor of God. In verse 16 of chapter 6, it says, in addition to all of this, and he talked about a variety of other pieces of spiritual armor, he says, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. A shield of faith designed to protect us from the flaming arrows of the evil one, from the accusations, from the deception. Two of his main tools in getting us to doubt God, in getting us to disobey God, are accusations and deception. He used those in the garden with Adam and Eve, when he tempted Eve. He deceived her into believing something that wasn't true by accusing God of not being honest. And when we carry this shield of faith, when we have that growing faith, when we have that faith that's been tested, it will extinguish those arrows of deception, those arrows of accusation. And what an incredible shield to carry around with us at all times. Because these flaming arrows seemingly come from almost any direction at any time. There are many who shoot these arrows for the enemy. Sometimes it might be those that we would expect, but often it's those we would not suspect. And those arrows penetrate and they burn and they create doubt. And when we hear, whether it's from ourselves or from others, that we'll never be good enough, God can't forgive us, you've gone too far this time, it's not worth trying, let somebody else do it, don't worry about getting involved, that's not your job. Serving is for others. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Accusations, deceptions, arrows shot at us with the intention of keeping us on the sideline. The ultimate intention is to destroy us, but if it can just sideline God's people, then the enemy begins to win. And it sidelines us in our communities. It sidelines us in our homes. It sidelines us in our church gatherings. And it's that faith, that belief, that evidence of things not seen that protects us. We look at God's Word and we can find the seeds of faith which ought to grow in our life, that remind us that we are valuable, that we are important, that we are loved, that we do have purpose, that we are needed, that we ought to serve one another, that we ought to consider the needs of others above ourselves. You see, when Satan comes along and he tempted Jesus after his 40 days in the wilderness fasting, he tries to use something familiar with a twist. And his temptations include partial quotes of Scripture, Scripture out of context, Scripture designed to help us, but when used with evil motives, it was used to try to convince Jesus to give up, to not go through with any of his ministry, and especially to not go through with the cross. And those tactics haven't really changed all that much. And we use Scripture to justify our sin. We use Scripture to justify anything we want, almost. I've said it before. We talk about, my God wouldn't do that. But the real question isn't whether or not your God would. It's whether or not the God of the Bible is and does. You see, his love hasn't changed, but neither has his holiness. And as much as he loves us, he hasn't changed his mind about sin. And unfortunately, we live in a time where those messages come from the world, that comes from churches, that comes from church leaders, that you can do whatever you want and it's okay with God. And in essence, they've destroyed that shield of faith, that protection of God's Word, or at least that protection of our trust and belief in God's Word, that collection of evidence of that which isn't seen. How do we know God? How do we know His nature, His character? By looking at the evidence of what's not seen, by looking at His Word. So when I think of faith as being described in the Bible as the evidence of that which isn't seen, I think of the core of faith, at least the core of faith in God, being contained in the Bible, because it is the evidence. And there's other evidence. There's the evidence of God working in my life. There's the evidence of the witnesses around us that have experienced God's working in their life. But at the heart of all of it, we grow in faith. We're protected by faith more effectively when we cling to God's word in a way that we consume it. It becomes a natural part of our life. That was how Jesus extinguished those fiery arrows of the enemy. He used God's word accurately. Satan was trying to twist it and to use it as a temptation, and God says, oh, wait a minute. And Jesus turns and quotes scripture and extinguished those arrows of temptation. And we live at a time, and it's always been true, people have always lived in a time where we need that shield of faith. We need the protection that a growing and thriving faith in God can bring. It's one of the reasons why we talked yesterday about the need to mutually encourage one another through our faith. To be reminded of how powerful that faith is. I think sometimes we obtain something that's good and it's powerful, and we become so accustomed to it that we kind of begin to forget its nature. We begin to forget exactly what it can do. We just kind of take it for granted. And I believe faith is a lot like that. We lose sight of how powerful it is. And so we treat it casually. We ignore it at times. We forget about it. And when we realize how powerful faith is at protecting us, we ought to cling to it every time, every waking moment, and be covered by it every moment that we sleep. What an incredible gift from God to know that we have a tool that can protect us from the attacks of the enemy. And I know we don't use it perfectly. We're still hit by some of those arrows because we've let our guard down. But rather than being convinced or believing that the shield failed, maybe we need to examine whether we used it or not. And in those times where we're hit and wounded, or those around us are, part of living out that faith is being able to encourage one another, to help one another heal, to strengthen one another, to remind one another. And to do that, we have to be with one another. God has called us into community in whatever ways that we can do that, so that together we continually grow in a faith that protects. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you were very much aware of how much the enemy would attack and try to disrupt the relationship we have with you, disrupt the relationship we have with one another. Father, help us to not only take hold of that shield of faith, but to use it constantly. May we always be aware of the potential of attacks. Attacks that we sometimes see coming, but more importantly, may we be aware of those attacks that catch us by surprise. That our faith would be constant and consistent, that it would always be present. Father, as we think about that faith and how it protects us, may we recognize the core of that faith being your word. May we view your word accurately. May we view it as the evidence of who you are. May it be our faith in you, the faith that we have through Jesus, that protects us from the accusations of the enemy, whether they're coming through our mind or whether they're being hurled at us from other people. Whatever source they're coming from, may we live protected because of the faith that we have in you. And the deception that the enemy tries to bring, convincing us that, well, there's nothing for sure. Trying to persuade us that your word doesn't mean what it says, that it isn't accurate, that you've changed your mind. Father, may we take up that shield of faith, that evidence of who you are, and may it protect us from those deceptions. May your word guide us in the way we live, in the way we treat others, in the way we serve, in the way we love people, in the way we seek purity and holiness. In the way we reject sin in our own life. God, today, help us to not only pick up that shield of faith, but to use it well. To continue to grow in familiarity with your word. To study it and meditate upon it and know through your spirit and through the context of Scripture how to rightly divide your word. How to hear it more accurately. How to apply it in our life. How to share it with others. God, today, give us that humility that's needed to walk and to live and to interact with people by faith. And in a world that's dominated by the enemy, may that shield of faith protect us. That even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Because you are with us. And our faith in you protects us. Spiritually protects us. So that we would never be separated. Father, today, as we walk by faith, as we are protected by faith, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.